We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh Hanukkah Yaakov ben Binchas Eliyahu. We are in Yoma Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis Kashar Lashon Shel Zahoris Berosh Soir Hamishtaleach. So the Kohen Gadol now, after he placed the Goralos, the lots on the two Seirim, one is Lashem and one is Lazazel, he then tied a Lashon Shel Zahoris, a strip of red wool. Wool dyed red, Birosh HaSoir, on the head of the Soir HaMishtalech, the one that's going to Azazel, and he tied it between the horns of this Seir, Ve'emido Keneged Beis Shlucho. And then he took the animal and placed it next to the Shar, next to the gate, where the person, the Ish Iti, is going to take this particular animal, and it's in the eastern gate, and he's going to take it out eventually to be thrown off the cliff. Velanishchat, and the seir that had the goral lashem, so that's the one that's going to be slaughtered. So he tied on that also this lashon shel zahoris, this red strip, but not keneged base, between its horns, not on the rosh soir mishtaleach, but rather keneged base shchitaso, the place by the neck. This the Gemara says that he tied these two so they you wouldn't mix them up with other seirim. That's number one. This way you know. Oh, we see them all look the same. So this way you know which ones are going to be used for Yom Kippur. You wouldn't mix them up with the other Seirim that happened to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Plus the fact you didn't want to mix up these two. So this way you have, it's a reminder, the one that has the Lashon Shel Zahoris between the Karnayim. So that way you know that's Lazazel. The one that has the Lashon, this red strip on its neck, so that's a reminder that you're going to shech that one. And this is why is it red? Based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, im yihu chatoeichem kashonim kashelog yalbinu im yadimu chatola katzemerihu. So we have this idea, the simile that you have that it's that our sins are compared to the red color and or red wool. And we hope that it turns white. It turns white as snow, or it should be white as wool. So therefore, we use Lashon Shel Zahoris for this purpose. Then Balo Eitzel Paro. Then after he ties the two, he did the goralos and he ties the strip on both of the goats. He came to his par. So his par, and he came, but it says Balo Eitzel Parushnia. He comes, this is the second time. Remember, he already went to his par. He already did the vidui on his avonos and the avonos of his family that we learned in the third parak, in parak in Mishnah Ches. And now he's coming back to do a second vidui. This second vidui is the vidui of the Kohanim, the family of Kohanim. V'somech te'adav alav, u'misvadeh, he puts his two hands between the horns on the head of the animal and says and says the vidui of his avonos and the avonos of all the Kohanim. V'kach haya omer, the avonos of his household and the avonos of the Kohanim. V'kach haya omer, this is the language of the second vidui on the same par. Ana Hashem, sounds familiar, we did this already. Kaperna la'avonos v'la'bishoim v'la'chotarim. Notice the order. This is the order of Rabbi Meir. Avon first, then Pesha, then Chet. Even the Chachamim say that Chet comes first. She'avisi v'shepashati v'shechatos v'necha ani uveisi uvenei Aaron am kidoshecha. So here we have the additional mention before we had in Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. It says ani uveisi. That's he was saying vidui for himself and his family. Here it's ani uveisi uvenei Aaron am kidoshecha kakosub b'saros moshe avdecha. This is the same. They responded, Baruch Shem Kivon Malchusoli Lamboed. Now, the Gemara brings a brisa that the reason why in the first time his vidui was only on himself and his house, and then afterwards he comes the second time on the rest of the Kohanim, because why not just do, he's part of the Kohanim. We'll let him do it all at the same time, and then we'll have that in the vidui on the seer, and then we'll be done with it. So the answer is because mutav sheyavo zakai v'chaper lachayev val yavo chayev v'chaper lachayev. That's the language of the Brice. I mean, it's better someone who already is innocent, someone who did vidui, someone who had his own kapara already, should now come and and try as an innocent person, he now should be able to atone and be the agent to atone for everybody else, so those who are chayiv. So let him have his own innocence first, let him have his own atonement first, and then he should come for the kapara on everybody else. Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel. Shchatovi kibel bamizrak es damo. So now he shechs the par. Here's the second time he did the vidui, and now it's time to shecht it. Unisano lemishahu mimareis bo. And he gave it to the Kohen who's going to be mixing, and it's important that he mixes it so it doesn't congeal, as we'll explain in a moment, because he has another avod of the Ktores that he has to do before he does the sprinkling of this blood. So this blood has to be moved around so that he can finish the next part of the avoda, come back to use this blood, and then sprinkle this blood on the as we'll see, where on Yom Kippur he sprinkles it. So, and what did he do? What he gave this, he gave the klisharis with the blood to lemishahu mimareis bo, the one who would stir it, and where would he place it? Al haroved harevi shebahechal, and it would be placed down on the fourth rova. Now, the full floor of the azara was made of different rows of marble, and each row was called a rovad. So, and the Mishnah here says that, oh, this was placed down as it was stirred. It was placed down on the fourth of these rows of marble. And it was there, and it was stirred, Kadesh Lo Yikrosh, so that it doesn't congeal. Now, the fact that it says Shabbat Heichal, the Gemara says it's really that it was not placed in the Heichal itself, because the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam Lo Yeh Bol Moed, Bivo'o L'chaper Ba'Kodesh Ad Say So. So how could there be someone who's stirring it other than the Kohen Gadol who's involved? So it must be that the Rovat HaRavi, and it must have been not in the Heichal, but it was in the Azara at the opening of the Heichal. So that means that he came out from the Heichal, and he would count four of these rows, and that's where the Kohen who would stir the blood, that's where he would be. And he did that after the Kabbalah Saddam, the Kohen Gadol, and Kadesh Lo Yikrosh, and then the Kohen Gadol has to go and do the Ktores. So during that time, this way it was stirred. Now there is some debate about the Shechita here itself. So that's Shchato. Now we mentioned when it came to the Korban HaTamid that the Kohen Gadol did the Shechita of the Korban HaTamid, but not the complete Shechita. He made an incision and cut the majority of the trachea and the esophagus. And then he came, and then he had someone else finish it off, and the Mishnah explained that way, and then the Kohen Gadol was Mekabel the Dam, so he could do the entire Avoda. Here we don't have any mention of anybody else finishing things off, and the question is why. So some say, well, we did that, we explained that already, I don't need to explain that again, that there is someone else, the whole Avoda has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, so if he did it by the Korban HaTamid, so the same thing is true by this Avoda of the Shechita of the Par. And others claim, no, when they came to the Korban HaTamid, that's not a big deal. That was not an official Yom Kippur Avoda. So therefore, if he did the majority of the Avoda, so then he could do the Kabbalah Saddam. But here, this Kohen, the part of the Kohen Gadol, this was the Yom Kippur Avoda. He had to do the entire Shechita. How he managed to do the Kabbalah Saddam as well by doing the entire Shechita, that's a very good question. But either way, Shchato is a reference to the, according to some at least, is a reference to the Kohen Gadol who did, in fact, in this case, the entire Shechita. So, as the blood is now being stirred, Natal Machta va'ala l'rosh ha-mizbeach. He took the shovel and went up to the top of the Mizbeach. And of course, he has to get himself some coals for the burning of the Ktores. Upina gecholim elach va'elach. He moved around some of the coals, well, cleared them from one side and the other side. V'choset min hamu'ukolos ha'primios. And he would take from the really hot ones, the ones that were burnt, or the inner ones. Those coals in the middle of the fire there that were really consumed well. And this would be very, very hot. The yarad, and he put those on that shovel. The yarad v'hinicha al haroved haravi shabazara, and then he went down and from the mizbeach and placed this machta with the burning coals on this fourth row of marble stones, right next to the place where this person, where the klisharis was with the blood, where that person was mixing the Torah. And the next Mishnah, coming Mishnahs, will discuss the next part of the avoda.